the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As I just mentioned, we had the public ceremonies for the Feast of Corpus Christi earlier today, with the Mass of Corpus Christi this morning for the first Mass, and after that we had the public procession. The Feast of Corpus Christi, as you know, occurred on Thursday, but in many cases, the bishops of the United States and elsewhere through the world, knowing that most people couldn't make it for Mass except on Sunday, delay the public procession, the public honoring of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament until the following Sunday. And so many parishes around do that so that everyone can be present and give that public honor and adoration to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, as we've done in the parish this way. It brings great blessings upon the parish by doing that. It's an increase of faith for all of us by making public processions like that. And in many ways, we can expect greater of the blessings of Almighty God. As I explained to the people, the first Mass, when the Mass of Corpus Christi, or rather, let's go back to the Feast of Corpus Christi. The Feast of Corpus Christi is the primary feast to honor the Blessed Sacrament. There's two others in which we do give honor to the Blessed Sacrament. One is Holy Thursday, the day of the institution of the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. But there's so many other thoughts that come across to us in the Church's liturgy, because we're right there in Holy Week. We're just the day before the Passion and Suffering of Christ. We're about to begin the great vigil of keeping vigil with our Lord all the way up until the Good Friday ceremonies at the altar of repose. And so while we reflect upon the Blessed Sacrament, the importance of it at the Last Supper, and the institution of it at the Last Supper, still many other things in our minds. So it honors the Blessed Sacrament, but not in a complete way. There's also 40 hours devotions, but that was largely given to us as a time of urgent and personal prayer that is filled with many indulgences that can be granted. The Blessed Sacrament is exposed for 40 hours in a row, encouraging people to come and to pray before our Lord. Just like our Lord says, "Come to me, all you are heavy laden and are burdened, and I will give you rest." And that 40 hours devotions is a perfect time for that, and as many indulgences are granted to that time. But even with that, it's not a feast that is, or a time that is dedicated specifically to the Blessed Sacrament. It was in the year 1203, or 1209 rather, that our Lord appeared to a Belgian nun, St. Juliana, and first of all showed to her like a full moon, and then all bright, she could see the moon for everything it was, except a dark spot, pretty good sized spot that was completely dark on it. And she wondered about that, and our Lord told her, he says, "This, the moon represents the Church's liturgy, the fullness of the year with all its prayers and devotions. But that dark spot, remember, you know, gives us an idea that something is missing. And what is missing is devotion, a public devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Public prayers, a feast day set apart for that. So that at least once a year, people will be reminded of the importance of the Blessed Sacrament and what they can do in their lives to come before our Lord and to pray and be with Him." She was to make known to others about this because our Lord wanted this feast day. For 20 years, she talked to a confessor, some other priests, a bishop, and things like that about this feast that our Lord wanted it established. Very little was done in that 20-year period of time. Finally, outside of that, they brought it to another bishop. Things started to move along, if you will, toward the establishment of that feast, even on a local level. But then even those things got delayed. Finally, after about 60 or 70 years, it's not a long period of time now, this was brought to Pope Urban the Fervent, or Urban the Fifth in Rome, and explained to him, this is what our Lord wanted. It was verified this truly was God speaking to this nun, and this is what he wants in the Church. And Pope Urban did what he could to establish this feast day and to start to make it public through the entire world. Not only the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament, then Mass of the Blessed Sacrament, but also public devotions. But then that Pope died, and then very little was done. It wasn't until 1311, 102 years after our Lord requested this, 102 years went by, and finally, under Pope Clement, the Feast of Corpus Christi and the public devotions to honor our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament came forth. It's amazing. You know, we start to wonder why. What would the delay come for? 102 years. It takes that long before a devotion, this thing, what our Lord has asked for, and without a doubt it's Christ himself asking for this, that it takes it from people. What? Why would it happen? And one thing you can explain, and it's part of the prayers of the Mass of Corpus Christi, is that either some people are afraid of having public devotions to Jesus Christ and the Blessed Sacrament, public processions to honor him, because they're afraid of the ridicule of other people. That's what's happened so often through the centuries. And so there's a fear that's built up, and is that what it is? Some people who, out of a wrong kind of devotion, thought that it would be wrong to honor the Blessed Sacrament. Well, yes, it's God, but we don't want to call so much attention to it as to give it a feast day. I don't understand that reason, but yet, nevertheless, that's what it was. There was other parts of this. There was an apathy among the people. Apathy. The things of like saying, I don't care. It's not that important. And that's the only thing we can use to explain why when the one pope dies, 15 or more years have to go by before the next another pope, two more down the line, finally says, we've got to do something here. We've got to get this feast established. And he does. And even then, it takes a lot in the church to get it going. Apathy among the people in the reception of the Blessed Sacrament. In the Mass of Corpus Christi, several times we're reminded the words of St. Paul to the Corinthians that this is the body and blood of Jesus Christ that we receive on the altar. We have to receive it worthily. If not, we are going to be eating and drinking of the blood of our Lord unto damnation. It will affect our souls in every way. It's up to us when we come to communion to do so in a worthy manner, in a spirit of faith and love. And so besides the glorious celebration to honor Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, the Feast of Corpus Christi and much of what we have done today with this public veneration of our Lord is done in reparation. Reparation for our ingratitude to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, our indifference, any apathy that we have man shown in our own lives too. Others in the world, whatever has caused a lack of devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, but especially for us, we who say we have come, separated ourselves from the modern church and from all the error that is there, that we have separated ourselves from that, that means our devotion, our faith should be strong. And unfortunately, at times, it isn't. You can see people at times coming for Mass, there's this deer in headlights look. They stare, they look around, all during Mass. Mass is their act of worship, their time of coming together. We are bound to offer worship to God. Every person on the face of the earth, we are creatures. We owe it to him public worship. The church has us do that at least every Sunday and holy days by coming to Mass. This is our public act of worship. It's not just a bunch of ceremonies a priest is doing on the altar and you're just a bunch of spectators out there, cross your legs, look around, see how our neighbors are, see what they're dressed. Oh, that person better straighten up a little bit. You know, that kind of distraction that takes place during an act of worship. It's because people don't pray the prayers well. They don't read the prayers of Mass. The prayers of Mass are easily found to see. It's not the singular. The priest is praying by himself. We, us, our, are words that are used so frequently in all the prayers of Mass. There's not a bunch of priests up here saying the Mass. All of us. I'm with the priest here, and everyone who's here is to unite with my prayers, to make them your prayers, to offer them to Almighty God. If we don't do that, then the Mass is just something. You know, it's just a thing that we have to come to. It's not an act of worship. Apathy sets in. A ho-hum attitude toward the things of our religion. And then the spirit of the world takes over. And that's the thoughts that continue even with the epistle and gospel of today. During the former octave of the Corpus Christi, the thoughts from Corpus Christi to the Blessed Sacrament, what we owe to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, come through. The Sunday Mass, the Sunday within the octave of Corpus Christi, continues those thoughts from there, but continues them on. The first lines from St. John's first epistle, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Apathy can take us toward worldly things. Apathy will make us say, it doesn't matter if I am angry at my neighbor, if I show anger. Yet, we are people who let God come on our tongue at Holy Communion But think nothing of saying angry words. Why are we not sanctified for just receiving Jesus once in Holy Communion? There's a story that is told about Saint Mary of Egypt, I believe is who it was. And she had come to the church and she was living as a recluse and had not had a chance to go to Mass or even to receive Communion. And she was coming close to death, and she had a chance to receive Holy Communion just once in her entire life because of the circumstances in which she lived. Just once. But she knew the Almighty God of heaven and earth was coming on her tongue. And that one communion sanctified her and gave us the Saint Mary of Egypt that we know today. And here we are so frequently receive Holy Communion, and so frequently we slip away from the love of God that we should have and love for one another. Holy Communion is supposed to be this sacrament of the bond of peace and unity amongst us. Regardless of all of our faults and failings, regardless of whatever we may think of each other, we all come united at the communion rail to receive Holy Communion. And before God, He comes to each one of us, just like at the gospel story says. He's calling in the lame and the blind and all these things. He wants people, even if they have faults and sins, not mortal sin on their soul, but even if they have weakness, to come and be with Him here, to receive Him so they can be strengthened. And how dare we have uncharitable thoughts toward people and then come and kneel at the same communion rail with them and what? Receive the God of heaven and earth in a spirit of charity, then get up and continue in our sinful ways of lack of charity and thought, word, and deed? Our communions are not sanctifying us. There's apathy. The love for God is not in our hearts. The invitation given to those whom God loves specifically is cast aside. I have too many other things to think of here. I've got so much on my mind. I can't come for Mass right now. Communion isn't that important for me right now. I can always do it some other time. Sounds like the words of the gospel story of today. How people put things off and put them off and put them off. And God is saying, that's not what I gave you Holy Communion for. It's not what I gave the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass for in this. Just to put it off and to stay away. Even if you can't be present here each day for Mass, you can still spiritually unite with the Mass that is being offered. You can still make a spiritual communion and receive so many graces that our act of worship to Almighty God is there to give us all. But apathy sets in. An I don't care, not that important type of attitude. And so our faith gets weaker, our love for God and consequently love for our neighbor gets weaker because we will not participate in the act of worship that each one of us is called to take part in. And just to say, good enough, Sundays is good enough, I don't need more than that. In a world in which we live, you think that's all it's going to take? Just come for Mass, come 1 hour, come for Mass, hear a sermon, receive communion, maybe distractedly, and then go back and continue on with our worldly ways? That's going to make a difference in my life? No. It's going to take a daily effort here, day by day, uniting with Mass, making those prayers mine. It is my act of worship. Even the prayers of Mass themselves, it occurs during the offertory and again at the first of the prayers in the canon of the Mass. That the prayers here are being offered for all those here present and all those who can't be present right now, but all can share of the graces that come from this great bounty, which is called the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass. The infinite number of graces you and I can gain by assisting at Mass and by receiving Holy Communion worthily. And it's so important, you know, the reflections that come. And this is why we have this Feast of Corpus Christi every year, to wake up here about how important the Blessed Sacrament is in our lives, how important the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass, is. If we've taken it, I don't know, in a lax way, an apathetic way, well, I'm glad Father's the church, he's saying Mass every day, but I can't get there and it doesn't matter after that. It does. We can't afford to slip. We can't afford to get apathetic. There's a whole world out there just wanting to swallow us in and darken our thoughts and minds, make us very selfish individuals, and turn us away from God. That's why St. John, his assistant there, wonder not if the world hates you. Do not be a part of that world, because it will not lead you to God, but away from Him. The Blessed Sacrament is given for us for that strengthening reason. Let's make the resolves on this day that ties all in with this great mystery of the Blessed Sacrament, this great feast day that has been given to us, this feast day that even itself was treated with apathy and neglect for so long a period of time. We will not treat our Lord that way anymore. We will not do that. We've promised to love Him. That's why we called ourselves people who follow tradition. We have promised to love Him. And before God, let's live up to that promise. Let's receive Holy Communion today with that desire. I am here to live up to that great promise that I made in following these great traditions and rejecting the modern errors. I am here to love God. I am here to serve Him with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I have that opportunity to receive Him and to sanctify myself day by day. If not to physically receive Him, at least spiritually receive Him every day. And know more and more that the love of God will abide in my heart. The great graces that come from Holy Communion will be mine and will grow and prosper within me, and that will break apart any apathy we'll have toward God, the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass, toward the Blessed Sacrament, and so many aspects of our faith. Just following these things, making these resolutions and intentions, keeping these thoughts in mind, makes such a difference in our lives. Let's recognize that more and more. Pray for that help. And if we do so in earnest, we can be sure God will give it to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.